El Paso is home to a number of arts organizations that have enhanced our cultural landscape. One of the best, the El Paso Pro Musica Chamber Music Festival, is a cherished endeavor and has in recent years expanded its arts programming to include film. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. El Paso Pro Musica's festival program runs throughout January and early February and includes a series of free film screenings that dovetail thematically with the chamber music schedule. To discuss El Paso Pro Musica's music and film programming, I'm delighted to have Felipa Solis back on the program, El Paso Pro Musica's executive director. Good morning.
Good morning, Chuck. It's wonderful to be here. We're in full swing with the festival, so
yes.
Now we're ready to take music, art, and film to a whole different level. We have a wonderful collaboration with the El Paso Museum of Art. Every Thursday, we have the Box Lunch program at noon, which is free to the public, making music
featuring
accessible.
Featuring Zul Bailey, the artistic director of Pro
Always.
Musica.
Always. Yes, he's featured, and he has a new CD that's going to be released on the 14th by Works of Benjamin Britten. We have a lot of exciting things happening, but the one thing that we've been working on, and you had a great deal to do with it 8 years ago when we began.
I doubt that.
You know, Chuck, you always have a great deal.
That was someone else's idea.
When it has to do with film in this community, it is about Chuck Horak. I can tell you that, and I never not tell the truth. I was a reporter back in the day. I'll go on and on. But in any event, we're going to have our classic film series that will be each and every Saturday. It begins today at the Museum of Art at 2 p.m. And what it is that we show films that correlate with the music that's programmed by our artistic director, Zul Bailey. So today we're featuring a wonderful documentary called God's Fiddler. It is about the life and incredibly kind of insane career of Yascha Heifetz, who was considered the greatest violinist of his time. Itzhak Perlman even has things to say about him that just he's such an inspiration, and he was such an interesting person, and his musical career was so off the charts and kind of a roller coaster, if you will, because at the time when all of these artists were represented by people like Saul Hirok, it was a whole different world. It was a whole different ballgame. And he had a young protege back in the 60s and early 70s by the name of Paul Rosenthal. Paul Rosenthal decided to take his immense career and take it to Alaska, where he became and founded the Sitka Summer Music Festival in 1972. He handed over the reins to Zul.
I see you're connecting the dots well.
I'm connecting the dots. And Paul Rosenthal, of course, is here this weekend. And so kind of as a tribute to Paul and the man who inspired him, we're showing this documentary. As a matter of fact, Paul Rosenthal plays Yascha Heifetz's violin.
Well, that's what's so great about El Paso Pro Musica's film series is not only you're selecting great films that have a musical connection, but you often have performers who have a direct connection to the subject of those films
exactly.
The same weekend. And so people get this really rich and deep experience when they go to those films.
Absolutely. And it kind of gives them a little insight into what's being performed.
I just love what you've done over the years. And I think, what is it, around 2005, you began adding film screenings to the program?
Yes, we did at Trinity First United Methodist Church, right?
The good old days, right?
The good old days, that's right. And people have really caught on to it because it gives them it's wonderful now to go to the museum. It's wonderful now to get an insight into the concerts and then, of course, to see a great film.
Well, it's a great entry point. I know El Paso Pro Musica has a very strong following. You all often sell out your concerts and chamber music performances. And I know at the film screenings you have a very wonderful, wonderful, robust audience for those. But, you know, adding the film, I think, is just another avenue to bring people in that maybe aren't that familiar with chamber music or El Paso Pro Music, but it's another way to grab a different market share and maybe introduce them to what you're doing. And I think it's just a wonderful way to bring all these threads together.
I think you're absolutely right in that because what we're trying to achieve is let music kind of lead the way and make it accessible to all and making the film series free, having Box Lunch for free. We do a great deal of educational outreach. It's the idea that music should be for the masses And what a better way to do it than through the art of film. Next week, we're featuring a quartet from Norway, the Ruben String Quartet, and a wonderful guitarist.
All the way from Norway.
All the way from Norway.
Isn't that amazing?
I promise you, I did the visa. But we're also bringing in a wonderful guitarist named David Leisner. And he and Zuhl have collaborated together, so nothing is more beautiful. And our producer, Norma, will definitely know, bringing the cello and
yes.
bringing a guitar together for incredible pieces. And what they've collaborated on is the seven songs, the Siete Canciones by Manuel de Falla, the great, great Spanish composer of the last generation. And each of these songs encompasses a region of Spain. They're beautiful. There are some that absolutely bring tears to your eyes. And they'll be performing those songs next week. So next week's film is El Amor Brujo, the great operatic work, dance work that was composed by Falla. And I'm going to take a point of personal privilege here.
This is where you get to include another art. Dance.
Another art form is dance, because my father, who was a great choreographer, Antonio Triana, worked with Manuel de Falla, and they premiered El Amor Brujo at the theater in Barcelona in 1934.
My goodness.
So there's a lot of connection here. So this is the passion that drives me. But we're showing the film El Amor Brujo that was made in the 1980s by the great filmmaker Carlos Saura. And it's a story of bewitched love and gypsies and southern Spain and flamenco, and how a young girl is betrothed to a man and it's an arranged marriage, but she loves someone else. He dies. His ghost comes back to haunt her. So she has the love on earth and the love up there.
Very operatic.
Very operatic, but it's a very intense film. Incredible dancing, incredible music. The music of Manuel de Falla. And, of course, Carlos Saura was a son-in-law of Charles Chaplin.
And if people don't know his work, I mean, this was one of the great international filmmakers
of our time. And imagine for his father-in-law to be Charlie Chaplin, who, by the way, as we know, was a left-handed cellist.
There you have it, all wrapped up with a bow.
It.
What an extraordinary program you've put together with all of those threads coming together. I think people are getting, hopefully listeners are getting a sense of just how rich this program is.
Absolutely.
And free. We should thank Michael Tomor and the El Paso Museum of Art, who I think also has been recognizing the power of partnership with outside groups. And there's just so much happening down there at the museum now.
Dr. Tomor is indeed a gift for this community, because he understands how to bring everyone together. And collaboration is the key for El Paso ProMusica. And the following week, we continue collaborations with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. A wonderful friend and tremendous violinist, Kurt Nickinen, who is with the New York Philharmonic, is the violinist week three with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra and with Zuhl Bailey. And they are performing works by their Sinfonia Concertante by Miklos Roja, who is the most incredible composer of film of our day. And thus we show Quo Vadis.
Get to the classics.
That's right.
1951, correct?
That is correct. Mr. Robert Taylor stars in the film.
One of the early epics. It really, I think most people think of those epic sword and sandal type Roman films as being later in the 50s, but this was really kicking off that. This was Rome under Nero, and we have another romance going on, and quite an epic. I think it's almost 3 hours long.
It is. It's going to be a long one, but it's going to be worthwhile, because you'll get a glimpse of just the kind of music that Miklos Roja used to compose for film, because, as you said, he did epics.
Yeah. Big, rich scores.
Big, rich scores. He worked with the likes of Orson Welles and others, and he was intense. So there will be intense, wonderful music that weekend with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. So we're always very proud to collaborate with them as well.
I think that film, too, for cinephiles who are listening and know the work of Anthony Mann, the great American director, he put in some time on that film.
He did.
He's one of two directors of Quo Vadis, but he would return to epic films later in the 50s and early 60s. But at this time, it was interesting. He was doing small noirs and westerns, and then he stuck his toe in there and I guess got a bug for it.
He did El Cid as well.
El Cid. 55 Days at Peking, I think, as well.
Days
Anthony
at
Mann.
As a matter of fact, Anthony Mann was married briefly to an incredible singer an actress mm-hmm. from Spain, Sarita Montiel, who also did a lot of films in Mexico, worked with my dad as well. And she was supposed to be in El Cid, but you know how it works in Hollywood.
A lot of cross-pollination there. Everybody was connected in the arts world back then.
Everyone.
And speaking of people who work with everyone, Zuhal Bailey, if people don't know, is such a treasure for El Paso because he is one of the world's renowned cellists, and he resides here, and he is the artistic director of El Paso Pro Musica, and I know he puts his passion into it. And you mentioned the Bach lunches at the El Paso Museum of Art, which are free, and that you can see him play up close and personal, get to meet him, talk to him. And I know he always gives an impassioned background on what he's about to play.
Absolutely. That's one thing about Zuhal Bailey. He has a tremendous gift of being able to communicate mm-hmm. what he's about to do so well. And he engages so much with the audience. And it's, as you say, it's truly a gift for us to be able to have an artistic director of that ability, of that artistry, and to know so many people because he travels really almost all year long. I mean, this December alone, he performed everywhere from Puerto Rico to Anchorage, Alaska. So the man is out there, and to have him here has been more than a blessing. It's been an artistic triumph.
And, you know, it's really why El Paso is becoming known around the country and maybe even the world.
Well, he's kind of a walking billboard. Everywhere he goes, he shares El Paso with everyone. So it's quite amazing. And one of the great things we're doing in our final week is we're bringing the great pianist Piers Lane from England. Mm-hmm. And he will be performing the complete Chopin Nocturnes. It's a week before Valentine's Day. What a great way to say I love you. But the movie we'll be showing is A Song to Remember.
February 1st.
That's right. And that will be starring Cornel Wilde and Merle Oberon. It's the wonderful story
Paul
of Frederick
Mamie.
Chopin.
Yep. That's a good biopic from 1945, a Columbia film. And so,
that's right.
Again, another dovetail. It's you've done a wonderful job putting together these films as well as putting together a very rich chamber music festival. So,
well, we thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to share that. And we hope that our listeners come, enjoy the films, enjoy the music, and walk away knowing that it is something that is part of Zuhal Bailey's heart and soul, is to give back to this community that embraced him so well 12 years ago.
And thank you for giving back so much as well.
Well,
always
thank
great
you,
to
Chuck.
See you, Philippa.
It's great to see you. And next week, we hit the ground running with the Broadcast Film Critics.
That's right. You have many hats you wear.
Yes,
film?
I do.
Favorite film of the year?
I'm going to split my infinitives here. I think American Hustle was an incredible film. I would love to see it win. I would also love to see 12 Years a Slave. Mm. I think those two films are on the top of my list this year.
One of the best film years I think we've had in a few years.
Oh, it's been, we've been busy, haven't we?
We have been busy, and I hope you can, in your busy schedule, sneak out to Hollywood for the Critics' Choice Awards.
I'm trying desperately to find ways to do this. I don't know if this year is going to be the year, but I certainly was there in spirit because we spent much of our Thanksgiving and into our holiday watching films. Literally, we had to go 24/7 this year. This was unbelievable.
Was
we
a
had
pleasure,
Gravity.
Right?
All is Lost. One of my favorites didn't make the list, but Blue Jasmine, the Woody Allen film, was just unbelievable. The Wind Rises. I can't speak enough about that animated feature.
Some great foreign films. A great beauty, too.
The great
high
beauty.
High up on my list.
Yes. I loved The Grandmaster and I loved Gloria. So it's been a wonderful year for film, and may the best man or woman win.
Well, maybe we'll get you back in here in a few weeks to talk about the show.
I hope we do.
I've been discussing the 2014 El Paso Pro Musica Chamber Music Festival and its film series with El Paso Pro Musica's executive director, Philippa Solis. El Paso Pro Musica's film series kicks off today with a screening of the 2011 documentary God's Fiddler about the legendary violinist Yasha Heifetz. The film screens at 2 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of Art, and there is no admission charge. The El Paso Pro Musica film series will run on Saturdays through February 1st. El Paso Pro Musica's extensive chamber music festival offerings are ongoing, and you can learn more about the schedule of performances, purchase tickets, and see a list of upcoming film screenings by visiting elpasopromusica.org or calling their office at 833-9400. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.